What's up, bitches?
First, we stop down for this.
Ready, bye.
Highland Homes and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Here's Dave.
Thank you. And because it is Thursday, it is Rant Revival Day, and we are joined by the Muser's own Gordon Keith.
Toilet flush.
The Gordon, the Keith. No, it's a quick one. Hi, Gordon.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. We can hear him flush, but we can't hear Gordon.
Sounds like he's stepped away.
Oh, well, we don't need him.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Dave, go.
Twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith if he's in fact twitching tonight. Okay, so we have another casting update for Heated Rivalry.
I like to be gay.
So they announced, I guess, was it earlier this week
or last week?
Okay.
This week.
That Charlie Gillespie...
Don't act like you don't know, by the way.
Was it like... I can't remember. I don't pay much attention to Heated Rivalry.
So Charlie Gillespie and Justice Smith have joined the cast as new lovers Troy and Harris.
Yes.
But they have announced more players that are joining the Season 2 cast.
Are they actual NHL players?
No, no. But it's headlined by Emily Hampshire. Does that name ring a bell?
Emily
She is Stevie from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, heck yeah.
The motel front desk girl.
I love her.
She will play Vanessa. Vanessa is described as a feminist lesbian who works at a Toronto sex shop and runs a sex toy review blog.
What are we doing here? So ridiculous.
See, I thought you were, for a second, when you said Stevie, I thought,
Eastbound and Down Stevie.
Hey, Gordon.
Which would be totally different.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
I'm giving...
Was Stevie that best friend of Kenny Powers?
Yes. Who...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The greatest actor of all time.
Yeah, no, not the guy who is going to have all the fixings.
Have you guys ever seen an interview with him where he'll...
His real voice?
Yeah, yes. Obviously, it's not like that, but it's so shocking to not, when you see that face and not hear Stevie.
That's like, not his real voice?
And he's like, no, it's like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. No, I don't talk like that.
Oh. I just remember that scene where he was talking about doing that act on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yes.
Said that he didn't like performing an act of admiration on her.
Uh-huh.
Because why?
It smells.
What does it smell like?
No, it didn't. It just said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. You know, she eats lots of soups and roots and things.
It's so stupid. Gross. So great, though.
Roots and things.
Kenny Powers.
Eats lots of soups.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Something like that.
It was. I can see that. So abrasive.
Okay, so another storyline... In Heated Rivalry Season 2, that's what we're talking about here, Gordon, is so, yeah, we're still following the relationship of Ilya and, what's the other guy's name?
Ted.
Vladimir.
Ilya and...
Shane. And so, Ilya is traded to the Ottawa Centaurs.
Okay.
To be closer to Shane, who is in Toronto.
Wait, he requests the trade, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. He can request trade for gay purposes.
Like it sounds like it. This is just like the NHL.
He wants to be closer to Shane as they are now boyfriends behind closed doors. They're not necessarily public, but they are full on gay with each other.
Full on.
Yeah. And so that means that we have to now have some characters that are also on the Ottawa Centaurs. And so...
Sounds like Senators, but it's not.
Yes. Right. So Edvin Riding will play Lucas Haas, and Robert Naylor will play Wyatt Hayes.
And they're all gay?
I don't know if they're gay. Luca is a promising rookie on the Centaurs, and Wyatt is the goalie.
Yeah, they're gay.
I want to be gay.
They're all gay. Do you think that the NHL, especially the players, that this makes them insane? That the
that Dave does e-news on it all the time?
That the most publicity that the league has gotten from like an outside point of view, maybe the Miracle on Ice and this, and that people look at them now like, God, I wonder if that guy's gay. They're all gay, right? And do they talk about this in the locker room? Like, son of a bitch.
Well, you know, there was a trend on like TikTok and stuff when Heated Rivalry was huge that people were going to NHL games and they would take videos of the players stretching before the game. You know how they get down in the, you know, kind of their spread eagle position and stretch out their groins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Setting that to music.
It's hilarious. So
do you have any of those videos?
That's where
Dave?
We need to go.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, whatever makes your game more popular, you need to lean into it.
Does the WNBA stretch like that?
There was a funny bit. Remember, I sent it to you, Corby. There was a female comedian who did the Heated Rivalry WNBA version, and at the end, they ended up like tackling each other on the court and scissoring.
Scissor me.
Yeah.
Bob?
We have a...
It's just...
We have...
They giggle.
Clavicular updates.
Okay.
So...
Now we're talking.
First... So... He has... taken his shot at AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez...
I don't blame him.
...has announced her split from her fiancé, Riley Roberts. So they began dating 10 years ago. They were engaged in 2022, but it seems that they privately split 2 years ago. And it's just now coming to light that she is single. And so Clavicular on X and on his live stream said, I can fix her, and that he would marry AOC.
Mm-hmm.
And AOC knows who he is because, I guess, TMZ earlier this year asked her about looks maxing. And AOC said that she didn't know Clavicular and didn't want to pile on him personally, but she was concerned that looks maxing could make young men more body image conscious the way that young women have been for all these years.
Yes, of course. It's ridiculous.
And that she'd rather see the conversation move
Claviculous.
Beyond the physical and more towards general self-worth. And so Clavicular, he has said that looks maxing is misunderstood.
Clavicular. We're actually saying that word
that it's,
in reference to a name.
That it's about becoming as well-rounded as possible. It's not just about your physical appearance, but that's mainly what it is. And so then the other part of this, in addition to him trying to hook up with AOC, he has also announced that he is going to be going on a tour of college campuses.
Oh no.
And this includes a stop on August 28th to Texas A&M. He will be down in College Station.
Are you going to go?
No, Corby, I'm not going to go.
All right.
So
you should for the show.
He released a sizzle reel, a video to promote this tour.
WNBA?
That's scissor.
Scissor me.
Sizzle, not scissor. He says, my whole life, it was obvious I was going to end up famous.
God.
And that
his, it was obvious.
Yeah. And that his dreams of being rich from lying around and having his picture taken and being able to F any girl I want has come true.
I'm familiar.
Oh, my God.
He says, I'm only 20 years old, so maybe I should look my age for a little bit and try out college. I'll see you out there on the Clav Tour.
What's he do?
Well, he doesn't elaborate on what he's going to do when he gets to these college campuses, but I imagine that he's just going to be live streaming, hanging out at hot spots or at frat houses and trying to out-mog the hot guys in College Station and wherever wherever he is.
Do you think that our coach is aware of clavicular down there?
Elko?
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
Nah, he's way too intelligent for that.
Is there
Jerry Jones ever heard of clavicular?
No, no. God, no.
Is there anybody, Bob, on the current Texas A&M football roster that could out-mog Clav?
What does mog mean?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Well, if you out-mog someone, you are more attractive than them. They are trying to be attractive, but you are more attractive than them, and you're shaming them because of how attractive you are.
So is mogging basically what we saw with Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller and the...
Yes.
What's the movie?
Is Blue Steel mogging?
Yeah, yes. That's mogging, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the movie called?
Zoolander.
Zoolander, yeah. Thank you.
Yes. So August 28th, if we have ticket P1s in College Station, please report.
Yeah,
as
I would
to
love
what's
to.
Going on.
Maybe throw them on the air, clavicular.
We need a mogging room at Ticket Stock.
God,
we can
we
all
do.
Go in there and mog. Just,
God, you look good.
Man.
I know I do. You look
look at me. I am Kirby. And we need to congratulate...
You'll never be me.
We need to congratulate Jenna Jameson, as she has gotten married now for the fourth time.
She's been on the station.
Yeah. Who,
I'm also a fan.
Tino...
She was on Bad Radio.
Tito...
Yeah, she didn't marry...
Tito Ortiz.
Yeah. She didn't marry Tito Ortiz. No. So she was married to Brad Armstrong from 96 to 2001. Then a guy named Jay Gurdina from 03 to 07. Then she was married to... what's her name? Jesse Lawless.
Uh huh.
From 2023 to 2025. And so now she has married Mil R. Ocampo, a female. Another, so she's gone two hetero marriages and two lesbian marriages. And so she went Instagram official with her current wife just a few weeks after divorcing Jesse Lawless. And she says that she is confident that this one will work.
Uh-huh.
Because that Ocampo has helped her find God, Bob.
Okay.
Okay.
That Ocampo has been a devout Christian for the better part of her life, and that she never pushed her faith on me. I watched her beautifully worship Jesus, and I felt so incredibly inspired. So without words, she led me straight into the arms of Jesus.
What's this broad's name?
Hey.
Mil, M-I-L, the initial R, Ocampo, O-C-A-M-P-O.
Okay.
That's right.
Not
who's this?
Dave Campo. And she says that Ocampo didn't know that she was a former porn star when they first met. She says, I didn't
adult actress.
I didn't bring it up right away, and honestly, it never changed how she saw me. No judgment, no hesitation. That's when I knew I could be honest with her because she accepted me as I was.
Man, that's a lot of work on Jenna Jameson. Good Lord.
She had worked.
Not how you remember her.
I think she was before my time.
Before your time?
How old is she?
She is 52. So her prime was your prime.
I don't.
What was in your spank bank back in the 90s?
I didn't have one, I guess. It didn't involve her.
Huh. Well, congratulations to Jenna. She's moved on and now has found God.
Indeed.
And has entered God's loving embrace.
All right, let's...
She's now in the loving arms of Jesus in a lesbian marriage.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's come back in 3 minutes and let's do the rant revival.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Had to be done. It's 5:20. It's... The Hard Line on Thursday, and that can only mean it is the Rant Revival, starring Gen X Davey Lane, Corby Snake Cocaine Davidson,
hello,
and ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only
Gordon
And it's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Here are the guys.
Thank you. And Gordon, you were not by the channel when we began E! News. I did plug Twitch. I assume you're twitching tonight?
Yes. Tonight, 7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. That's the username. Free of charge, 7:35, triumphant return. Twitchalini.
Sorry about that.
Lovely.
Sorry.
Okay, I have a few... I have a few notes that signal that idiocracy is upon us. I mean, we know it is,
yes,
but more evidence that it is. Did you know that we, according to some, avoided catastrophe yesterday? That a civilization-ending catastrophe was rumored to be happening yesterday?
The meteor shower?
No, it's unrelated to the meteor shower. Anybody hear this?
No.
Did you hear anything entitled Project Anchor?
No.
Okay. So NASA had to reassure people that yesterday the Earth would not suddenly lose gravity for 7 seconds.
And go where?
Well, no, that the gravity on the gravity on Earth would cease.
Oh.
And that you would just go floating into space.
I thought the Earth would drop.
No.
It's like an elevator that was faulty.
So the rumor says that there were intersecting gravitational waves from colliding black holes that would cause gravity to shut off for 7 seconds. And that the viral posts were warning people that people would be thrown into the air, 40 million people would die, that infrastructure would be damaged around the world, and there would be a total economic collapse that would last more than a decade.
So, no, I did not hear about this, but I wonder if people that were so wrapped up into this, there were like suicide packs and things like that?
Probably.
It's time. Like Major Marshall Applewhite. What were they called? Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. Heaven's Gate, yeah.
Yeah, and so the Project Anchor part was the conspiracy said that... So this was all a supposed leaked document from NASA, that Project Anchor was the answer to this 7-second end of gravity, and that there was an $89 billion plan of secret bunkers that would house essential personnel and a genetically diverse group of people selected to repopulate the Earth after gravity returns and we rebuild.
Like Clavicular and Margot Robbie are stashed away together?
Yes. And so NASA, they actually had to send an email to Snopes saying the Earth will not lose gravity on August 12th, 2026.
So now, do they keep... This is like the JFK coming back? Those idiots?
Keep punting it?
Yes. You just like, well, okay, but yeah, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, we just had the date wrong.
Yeah, right. Well, the original claim...
By the way, where are those people now? Because that was a big thing. That
they were just hanging out at Dealey Plaza.
I know, but did that just end? Finally, they gave up?
Is QAnon...
They all deny that they were ever there.
Is QAnon still a thing? Or have they moved on?
Interesting. I don't know. Where do those badass people end up?
I don't know.
There's a lack of accountability in all of these spaces, don't you think?
Yeah, there's an incredible amount.
Feet should be held to the fire.
So the original claim about the end of gravity was traced back to a December 2025 Instagram post from an account that is known to publish AI-generated stories.
Oh, God.
So, but it gained traction to the point where NASA had to release a statement.
Did you guys know anyone in any part of your own orbit that had family members that went off the QAnon deep end?
No.
However long ago that was when it was like a thing. I'm sure it is still, but I heard a couple of horror stories.
No, but it seems like I remember people being QAnon... What is it? Like
curious?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like saying, I don't know if I believe all of it, but you know, it's interesting. He's been right about some things. So
so vague.
Yeah, it's that. Well, that's the whole goal, right?
Is and, that and Q
you're supposed to ironically believe it or just playfully entertain it, and then it becomes real. And that's what eases you into the transition of being a true believer.
And Q was supposedly a deep state operative or a member of the Illuminati or something.
Anyone practical joker.
Right. Dude, we had...
I liked it, Bob.
The person that I knew, their mother went off the deep end. And they could... I mean, they tried everything. And finally, she ended up getting divorced and cutting off contact with the kids. And they couldn't convince her. And finally, it was just like, what do we do? And game over. Just, we're done. We're done trying. You know how difficult that would be to see a relative like that just go nuts?
Just descend into mental illness? Yeah, it happens.
Does my nephew that became a juggalo, does that count?
it's on the same wavelength.
Is he still a juggalo?
We're not in touch, so I'm not positive. I hope his juggalo career is going well, but...
All right, this next couple of stories are about food, yummy food. So there is a new partnership between Cheetos and Blumhouse, the horror film studio.
Okay.
They have teamed up to launch a new Cheetos flavor called Sweet Phantom Heat Puffs. It's a limited time Cheeto that will be released nationwide August 31st. So it is called the Flavor of Fear. It's based on a Sichuan pepper. So it begins like the initial taste is a sweet cinnamon sugar flavor.
Yeah.
Then heat takes over, followed by tingling, fizzing, and numbing sensations in your mouth.
Numbing?
Yeah. And so some people that have tested it said that it tastes like French toast sticks and it's not really that hot. But then other people have said that it was, that they still felt them 30 minutes later and that the heat escalated into pain. So the thing is it's,
okay.
It's supposed to affect everyone differently. And you're not supposed to know how the flavor of fear is going to hit you. It could make your mouth totally numb, or it could give you crippling heat.
I'm out.
You don't want to try these on the air?
They don't sound... It doesn't sound
Pam,
fun.
Pam, will you try them?
No, I do not mess with spicy or hot things.
Are you a Cheetos
Lando
guy?
Will do it. Lando will do anything.
What's your chip of choice?
I like Bugles.
He eats plain Fritos. He has those a lot in here.
Yeah, how recently?
Well, I put those in my burritos.
That is such a grandpa chip.
Don't listen to them.
Fritos are great.
Fritos are fine.
But when's the last time you made Bugles your fingers?
Does last week count?
Yeah.
that counts.
Tap your Bugle fingernails on the desk.
Yeah, how do you think I play drops?
Hey, Gordon, can I ask you a question? Gordon?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What's going on with the smoke alarms?
Still going on. It's still happening.
Still haven't gotten around to it, huh?
No, it's like, I don't know. I don't have a ladder that can get up there.
Vaulted ceilings,
actually, I think
huh?
I do know where a ladder is that's that tall.
But okay. Hopefully it's not rickety.
No, I need a 9-foot ladder as opposed to a 6-foot ladder.
Well, they have them. They're there.
Lando, will you eat the Phantom Heat Cheeto?
Yeah, let's do it on air.
Okay. We'll do it with
David. Nothing affects him because he's from Middle Earth. Their systems are different.
Their immunity is different.
Yes.
Yes, Gordon.
David.
Yes.
I'm looking at a story about Jenna Jameson.
Yes.
What'd you say her new partner is? Mila Grosso Campo?
Meatloaf O'Grampo.
Yes. Meatloaf O'Grampo.
Looks like a guy to me.
They identify as female.
Jeez, Gordon, why don't you be a little more insensitive?
Yeah, 1970 called.
God, what is this?
I mean,
it's not a girl.
I guess when you are a retired adult film star, you don't really care.
No, you take what you can get.
Gays and lesbians.
So this is like, okay. I mean, not that she has to make any effort to not look like a guy, but...
Jugs.
Bob, type in...
I'm going to send you this picture, Bob, and you tell me.
Okay.
Type in Meatloaf O' Grampo.
Oh, no.
It's M-I-L-A-G-R-O-S.
Yeah, that's her full name, but she goes by Mill for short.
I mean, in these pictures I'm looking at, she looks like Dean Cain, the old Superman.
Dill.
Okay, last thing, while Bob is looking at pictures of Jenna Jameson's new wife.
Not bad.
RFK Jr.'s doctor, Dr. Sean O'Mara, is pumping up a new eating plan that he has developed that he says primes the gut to produce bowel movements that are fast, odorless, and wipe-free. He says that when you start eating healthy, you don't need toilet paper.
Huh.
And to support his claim, he says animals in the wild have no residual stool on their anus.
That's my band name.
Residual stool?
Yes.
And now, put your hands together. Their first time in Dallas.
And so this is his bold claim. Dr. Sean O'Mara says, I could have a bowel movement behind a sheet at a dinner party in the corner of the room and nobody would know.
Really?
Dave's done that.
Would you do that tomorrow at fight night, Dave?
Stand behind a sheet, like backlit? Just pinch one off on the stage just into the a bucket?
Shadow of Dave squatting like a goat.
So he says that this meal plan.
This is a spotlight.
This meal plan requires you to totally cut out sugar, no alcohol, no heavily processed foods.
I'm out. I can't do any of it.
Just so, tree bark.
You know what you do eat? Grass fed meat.
Uh huh.
Eggs. Pickles, yogurt, berries, old world cheeses like Gorgonzola and Parmesan.
Old world?
Old world.
Yeah. And most importantly, fermented foods like sauerkraut and kimchi.
Damn.
Hey, Kim.
It's both Kims.
That improves digestion and boosts your microbiome in your gut that will help melt away visceral fat. And so JFK Jr.
You can't live like that, Gordon.
He adopted this diet after meeting Dr. O'Mara and says that he's lost 20 pounds and lost his chronic aches and pains and symptoms of atrial fibrillation.
Send me that.
And so O'Mara, that if you were to consult with him,
yeah,
that his consulting services cost $18,000.
But he just gave away everything for free.
But he says that if you're going to do this on your own, gradually add small amounts of fermented foods to your diet and then work up to a full serving a day, which is about a half a cup. And eventually the microbiomes start colonizing and eventually you'll start loving the microbiomes and then you'll stop wiping.
Okay.
I don't support the colonizers, but for 18 grand, does he at least provide the sheet, or do you still have to buy your own sheet?
Okay, is that the final test? Like you gather a group of people around and you go in the corner with the sheet?
Yeah, you guys smell anything?
You ready?
Is there any residual stool on my anus?
But see, the thing is that dogs and animals, it still stinks.
Rough. Yeah, I mean, he claims that your stools will be odorless, but people are saying that
still get monkey butt.
That this does trigger gas, and the gas is stinky because of the fermented foods
and the cheese and all.
Yeah, so I don't know where he gets
the sauerkraut
that you will have fast, odorless, wipe-free.
Maybe stools. It's all sent in a box and it's all wrapped in a sheet, and the sheet is then used for your
quick
final
news
declaration.
Update. I'm looking at pictures of Mila Gross Ocampo. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have found
other
these.
Ones.
Yeah.
And I found the non-Dean Cain ones.
Okay.
So, yes, I was totally off base, and I've learned, and I stand with those who stand against me.
Does she look like she would love Jesus and former adult film stars?
Sure.
She's very
Jesus
interesting.
Jesus would look. Love former adult stars.
She looks like a badass Marine. Remember in The Alien... movies, the later ones with the girl, the Hispanic girl, that short hair that was all ripped.
Whoa.
She looks like her.
Why does she have to be Hispanic?
Because her last name is Ocampo.
She's Irish?
Yes. Ocampo.
But she does kind of rock a fade on the sides.
Yeah, she looks badass.
She's got neck tats.
Getting back to this whole toilet paper situation.
Go on.
I think we just offer up Dave as the biggest challenge to this doctor that he's ever had, and
right.
Settle
Can
this
he
thing.
Cure me?
Right.
Wow. It's all right there.
Like, just think what Dave could save in toilet paper every year.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, I bet you he plows through it.
And thus the forest.
Dave, you haven't gone to bidet technology yet?
No, I can't afford a bidet.
Oh, like, but it would offset the toilet paper.
Like, yeah, it's like $30.
You have a bathtub, right?
Just go into the shower with the shower wand.
What did Mike used to say? He would dip his butt in the koi pond.
Let the fish feed.
Oh, we are so late.
Oh,
Gordon,
dear.
Tonight, Twitch.
Tonight, 7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. Free.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night at Fight Night. There he goes.
Okay.
Gordon
Keith. Bye, Gordon.